Good Dog Number 45, GPS for your dog.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Some of us are early adopters. A new technology hits the market and we're all over it. Others of us are slower to jump on the bandwagon. But once we make that leap, we can't imagine life without it. Think cell phones, iPods, GPS systems. I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast, where today's topic is GPS for dogs. The very technology that helps to locate you while driving can now help you to find your pup when he or she escapes. My guest is John Cullen, Marketing Director for Zoomback. John, welcome to the Good Dog Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tell us about Zoomback.
Well, Zoomback is a new product that is the lightest weight, easiest to use, and really the most affordable solution for GPS collars on the market today. Simply, you put a small, lightweight device in a pouch collar attachment that has triple-locking Velcro on any dog collar and log on to Zoomback.com, where you can see your dog actually on a map, on your computer screen, and you can also set a virtual zone around your home. So if your dog breaks that zone, you're immediately notified by text message or email or both your dog's exact location. So very different than microchipping, this is a very, very active way of protecting your dog and recovering your dog if he or she happens to get lost. Because similar to a child being lost, the first 15 minutes from when a pet goes missing are the most critical. And as we all know, as dog owners, dogs sometimes don't always use the best judgment. You know, they really are like furry children, and they can get into trouble pretty quickly.
Judgment? Your dogs have had judgment? Now, of course, we're all supposed to keep our dogs on leashes all the time, right?
That's true.
However, things happen?
Well, you know, the thing is that everybody says, well, my dog doesn't run away. Well, you know what? I used to think that, too, until the UPS guy came to my door, and I opened the door, and my dog bolted out. I mean, things happen, and it only takes one time
right.
where your dog can get into trouble. And what's great about having Zoomback is that it's always on, and you're always at the ready. So if anything happens to go, you know, your dog happens to escape, you can be right there to go and recover him.
So how did this evolve? I would assume this is an offshoot of a GPS system that was designed for some other purpose, and then someone one day said, oh, perfect, dogs.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story because our sister company, True Position, developed the E911 locate system for the government, for the U.S. government. So if you dial 911 on your cell phone, the authorities can track you down and find out where you are. And why Zoomback came into existence was to harness the power of that government-tested technology and bring it to consumers and absolutely right to dog owners, which is very close to my heart because I am a dog owner and have been a dog owner most of my life.
And there's nothing more important to us than our dogs. These are like children, like you said before, so safety really becomes a huge concern.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Now, what about the microchip? I know that when we adopted Lulu, we had a little microchip inserted, as was recommended by our local Humane Society, so that if she ever got lost, you know, she could be identified. Is this better, different? What are the advantages over that?
Well, we also believe that microchipping, I mean, you want to do everything you possibly can in order to protect your furry child. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. The core difference between the microchip and Zoomback is that the microchip is passive and Zoomback is an active way of finding your dog. With a microchip, you're really relying on a good Samaritan to find your dog and then take your dog to either a local vet or shelter that happens to have a scanner that's compatible with the microchip that you've had inserted.
That's a lot of ifs.
It's a lot of ifs. I mean, the reality is that Zoomback, as soon as your dog leaves the zone that you've specified, and you're allowed up to five different zones. So if you go on vacation or you bring your dog to your office or, you know, you just want to have a zone around your home or your dog walker's home or whoever the case may be, you have a lot of different options. So it's a much more active way where you, the consumer, can really take charge and go ahead and find your dog. Where a microchip, you're really hoping on, you know, again, you're really relying on a good Samaritan. And I know there's many of them out there, and microchips definitely save lives. I mean, there's no question about that. But we believe that Zoomback is a much more active way where you can immediately take action and find your dog within that 15 minutes, where your dog attempts to get into trouble.
So is this a one-size-fits-all requirement, John?
Well, right now, we recommend really 12 pounds or better for a Zoomback because of the size of the device. But we are aiming within over the next 6 to 8 months to have a device that could even go as small as it for a Chihuahua.
Okay. And they're battery-operated?
They are. And the good news is that you have between a 5 and 7 day battery life between recharges. And the other great thing about Zoomback is if your battery is running low, you'll receive a text message or an email or both telling you it's time to recharge the Zoomback device.
So this is like at night when you're going to bed and you're plugging in your iPod and you're plugging in your phone, you also plug in your Zoomback?
Exactly. When you know your dog is safely in the house for the night, tucked in.
All right. And where do they work? How wide a range are we talking about?
We're really talking about the entire United States. So wherever there's cell coverage, wherever you have clear cell coverage, Zoomback will work. So as long as you're not on a really high mountaintop, you'll be protected.
So there is something a little eerie about this because dogs, of course, can't talk, but now they can actually send you a text message?
And an email. Or both.
How easily do these things break?
You know, we've done a lot of extensive testing, and not easily. We've done some chew testing, we've done some drop testing, and it's pretty tough to break the Zoomback device.
What about water?
It is water resistant, and by that we mean we don't really recommend long-term submersion of the device, but if your dog is a swimmer, it should have no problem at all.
Now, you've been in the pet business for a long time, working in toys and treats and all that. Has this industry really changed over the years?
It really has because it's growing astronomically, and there's a lot of reasons for that. People are typically having children later. They're getting married later. A lot of times a dog or a cat can be a first child, if you will. And again, being in the pet business for many years, we've definitely believed that pets are fuzzy children. And in a lot of cases, there's a lot of latchkey pet, you know, dogs and cats. And by that, I mean dogs and cats that are left home alone. And so there's just a lot of emerging trends in terms of pet safety, pet entertainment, as well as pet self-entertainment. You know, how do you keep your dog busy while you're at work all day so you don't feel, so you really, as the owner, don't feel sad and that your dog doesn't feel sad? Because, you know, as much as we're attached to our dogs, they're attached to us, and so we don't want them to feel bad when we're away. And that's another great part of Zoomback, because you know that your dog is okay. It's almost like a virtual babysitter, if you will. I mean, you can be at work, and you can log on, and you can make sure that your dog is okay. And if your dog goes out with a dog walker, you can also see, oh, you know, my dog. I used to get alerts that, you know, Lily had gone out at a certain time, and then when she comes back into the zone, you also get an alert. So it was very comforting to know, well, I'm at work, Lily's being walked, and I know when she's been walked, and we happen to have a very reliable dog walker, so we definitely weren't monitoring him, but it's very comforting to know that she went on her walk and how long her walk was. It's just a great way of feeling closer to your pet when you can't be together.
John, I know you have nothing to gain by promoting other people's products, but what are some toys that you think are particularly good and safe to occupy dogs while you're not at home?
Well, my number one, that I mean, again, outside of the realm of the things we're talking about here is, I mean, I guess really the number one that I would recommend would be the Kong.
Yeah.
It's just a great product. It's such a classic. It's been around for years. It's safe. A lot of times when you have a puppy, you have to be very, very careful about what you let your puppy be alone with when you can't be around. And I think Kong would be definitely one of them. Some other exciting toys that are coming out of a company I used to work for called Dogmatic Products, and there was a product that I helped co-develop there called the Snackshots Treat Launcher, which is just a really, really fun product that actually shoots dog treats, which may sound dangerous, but it's not. About 44% of dogs are overweight, and what Snackshots would do is it get dogs off the couch. So basically it's like a little tracer gun that shot these little Disco's dog treats, and dogs love them. They love to chase them, so that's a really fun product.
Oh, that sounds like serious fun.
Oh, absolutely.
What's that called again?
It's called the Snackshots Treat Launcher.
It's very cute. You came up with that yourself?
I co-developed it with my old boss there. He was actually the owner of the company, and he definitely came up with the name. It's a great name.
No, but that's a good claim to fame, John. I love it.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And then he's got another product coming out, which I think is just genius, called the Wobbler, and it's a motion-censored dog ball. So when the dog walks by the ball, it starts to move and wiggle.
Oh, that's really good.
It's fun.
So there is no end to the amount of money that people will spend on their dogs, right?
There really isn't. I mean, right now, the American Pet Products Manufacturer Association estimates roughly $41 billion spent on pets in the just in the United States alone.
That's a frightening number. And how does that compare to, say, 10 years ago?
Oh, it's huge. It's probably a 50% increase over 10 years ago. That's how much, you know, pet spending is on the rise. And you know, being a pet owner, I can really understand it, because you'll do anything for your pet.
I know. We're shameless. No, I know. You're right. You're right. John Cullen, thanks so much for joining us on Good Dog today.
Thanks for having me.
We welcome your emails, and I promise to answer each and every one of them. Simply write to Good Dog at smarterpodcasts.com.